With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden breaks his silence on nationwide campus protest.
Speaking publicly about the campus unrest for the first time in more than a week, the president said Americans have the right to demonstrate, but not to unleash violence.
There's the right to protest, but not the right to cause chaos.
He defended freedom of speech as he warned against hate speech.
There should be no place on any campus, no place in America, for anti-Semitism or threats of violence against Jewish students.
Greg Clugston, The White House.
Senate Republicans are calling on the Biden administration to stop potential plans to bring Palestinians from Gaza into the U.S. More than two dozen Senate Republicans signed a letter rejecting the proposal, calling it a national security threat. The group raised doubt the administration could prevent members of Hamas or other terror groups from entering the country. The GOP senators instead called on Biden to prioritize securing the release of hostages held by the terror group Hamas. Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump says he had the chance to hit the campaign trail in Michigan and Wisconsin.
We had tremendous rallies, sold out rallies. They were packed and the enthusiasm's never been better. So that was a great thing. And it was nice to be able to campaign one day without being in this ridiculous show trial, Biden trial, I call it.
Former President Trump will speak at the Libertarian Party's convention this month. His campaign confirmed that he'll speak in Washington, D.C. to address concerns voiced by its members. Former president said in a statement that libertarians are some of the most independent and thoughtful thinkers in our country. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs signs a bill that repeals the state's near-total ban on abortion. Two Republicans joined Democrats in the state Senate Wednesday in voting to repeal the 1864 law. This is SRN News. Democrats are going all in on abortion.
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says if Democrats win the Senate in November, they will vote to end the filibuster and will pass a law legalizing abortion up to the moment of birth in all 50 states. Speaking to MSNBC, Pelosi says, quote, abortion is a democracy issue. It's about freedom. It's about economics. And she says the key to the whole Democratic plan is getting President Joe Biden reelected this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled that some of North Carolina's restrictions on dispensing abortion pills are against the law. The requirements include that only doctors prescribe and provide the drugs. Republican legislative leaders are defending the restrictions, and they say they will probably appeal the decision. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments in March from lawyers for pro-life doctors who asked the court to restrict access to certain abortion drugs. This is SRN News. The United Methodist Church has crossed the line, driving conservatives away. Keith Peters has more on the story.
For the past 52 years, the United Methodist Church has officially declared the practice of homosexuality incompatible with Christian teaching. But that has ended now that the church delegates removed that phrase from their official book of discipline at their Legislative General Conference in Charlotte, North Carolina. The action comes a day after delegates removed a ban on LGBT clergy. The new document defines marriage as a covenant between two people of faith without limiting it to a man and a woman. The shift follows the departure of a quarter of U.S. congregations from the United Methodist Church amid disputes over LGBT issues. Keith Peters reporting.
American Civil Liberties Union is filing a lawsuit against the city of Chicago, saying the city is unprepared for protesters who will be there for the Democratic National Convention in August. More details at SRNnews.com.